promises made are promises kept. That, says Majority Leader DJ Betancourt, is the hallmark of House Republicans under his leadership. Looking back, Betancourt believes the GOP made significant strides last year, which includes an estimated 30 pro-business bills.
The themes of the 2011 House Republican agenda were more money in the pockets of our citizens, more investment in our businesses, job growth, and important long-term reforms for the financial health of New Hampshire.
Betancourt says he's ready to pick up where House Republicans left off. The majority leader vows the focus in 2012 will be on economic issues, namely improvements to the business climate in the Granite State. This week alone, Betancourt hopes to pass bills that would extend a research and development credit and make it harder for state agencies to increase fees.
This January's legislative sessions will serve as an exclamation point for our pro-growth, pro-employment agenda, and once again establish the theme of this legislature being promises made are promises kept.
Over the past 6 months, House leaders have been dogged by accusations they're more concerned with social issues, such as repealing gay marriage or pushing through right-to-work laws. That's the theme Governor John Lynch took aim at when he blasted controversial gun legislation that's under consideration.
It is an absurd bill.
Lynch is talking about a proposal that would rewrite the definition of a loaded rifle or shotgun so that the firearm wouldn't be considered loaded if bullets were in the gun but not in the chamber. The governor was so outraged by the bill, he invited state troopers to the statehouse to demonstrate the step it would take to load the rifle under the new definition.
If you could demonstrate how quickly it takes to get the bullet from the magazine into the chamber. It is an absurd bill.
The House could also take up legislation this week that would prohibit public colleges and universities from banning firearms on campus. Lynch made his own promise for this session, saying he'll veto either bill if it ever reaches his desk. House Majority Leader Betancourt rejected Lynch's insinuation that the GOP isn't focused on jobs and the economy.
It's easy sometimes for the Democrats and perhaps some of you in the media to look at one or two representatives who file a very limited number of bills that are a little offbeat.
Betancourt can blame Democrats or the press, but some of Betancourt's own members are publicly demonstrating interest beyond tax policy.
Okay, I guess we might as well start. I'm Representative Larry Rappaport. Today, concerned New Hampshire state representatives delivered a signed affidavit to State Attorney General Michael Delaney that we believe that Barack Obama was possibly not eligible to be president of the United States. This is not a birther issue. Our concern is only that he is a natural-born citizen.
This is the kind of issue that political types like State Democratic Party Chairman Ray Buckley feast on. Reporters asked Buckley if there was any merit to Representative Rappaport's concern.
Well, you know, I don't have a tinfoil hat, so I wasn't really able to follow everything that they said. I do have some Reynolds Wrap at home. I should have brought some so I could have interpreted what their conversation was.
Of course, hundreds of bills will come up this session that have little to do with House leaders' stated agenda of improving the business climate. The question is, with gun bills, repealing gay marriage, and any number of other issues at play, can House leaders keep their own members in line? For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.